That's Jonathan Batiste at the piano. His band, Stay Human, is all about breaking down formality of all kinds. So with them, he just goes by John. John Batiste was born and raised in New Orleans as part of the Batiste Jazz Family Dynasty there. He was playing with the family band by age 8. Eventually, he took his talents to Juilliard, and that's where he met the rest of Stay Human. Joe Saylor on the drums, Ibanda Rahumbika on tuba, and Eddie Barbash on alto sax. Together, they have set out to make jazz as accessible as possible. If that means fusing it with funk or pop or rock, no problem. Ditching the grand piano for a portable piano-harmonica hybrid? Sure. Playing parades on the streets and subways of New York? Of course. Stay Human has a new album called, appropriately, Social Music. Recently, they brought their energetic selves down to our Washington studios to play for us. And you tear my world apart. Ow! Why you gotta be like that? I say, why you gotta be like that? Why you gotta be like that? It's all right.
What happened?
You guys have fun when you play music.
What other way is there to do it?
I don't know. A lot of people can get kind of serious and, you know, it's big and heavy.
Too.
Yeah. So a lot of your music, though, like videos and on YouTube, it's a lot more mobile than what you guys are doing right now. Like, you're playing in a really nice studio, and you've got a big old grand piano that you're sitting at. But you also, you move around a lot more. That's part of how you like to make music, right?
I like to bring music to people where they are. And I wanted to figure out how to do that with this band. So at one point, we decided that we'd go play in the subway and play in the moving train and just bring music to people who probably would never have the opportunity, either because of awareness or finances or whatever it may be.
So tell me about the first time you guys went out in the subway system. Was that the first time you actually tried to do this kind of public performance?
We went to school together, and at school I would play in the hallways. Then we would take it into the subway, and that was the first time. It kind of happened on the street one night in the Lower East Side of New York. That the first love riot, we call them love riots. The first love riot was born with two people that transformed in a matter of 15 minutes into 300 people and cops coming on horseback to break it up in the middle of the street. So that was the first one, and we say, well, the power of music is evident today. Let's do this.
Were you guys all there that first time?
Yeah.
And Joe, you just take like a small little drum with you, or what do you play?
Yeah, I take my...
Shake it up. Yeah. Show them a little something.
A little tambourine action.
This became my I couldn't take my whole drum set on the train, so this became my default.
I did not know instrument. That you could do that with a tambourine.
Neither
did
I.
That's a bad dude.
So people responded to this, or did you get a lot of people looking at you like, come on, man, I'm just trying to live my day, and all of a sudden I got musicians in my face?
That's the beautiful thing about the New York subway system. It's the ultimate social experiment. Because you have all of these people from different cultures in one place, and they have to ride next to each other 2 inches apart. You know, it's the guy who would probably never talk to the guy next to him, and they're all together in the same place, very close. And they're not expecting to hear music. And it's been cool to see the transition of, like, we've been playing and we were in school, and then now we go out and people recognize us, and it's like, hey, they know you.
Does that take something from the experience, though? Because when you started out, you could kind of be anonymous and just kind of rogue, and now people recognize you?
No, it's
I
better.
Like it.
It's better?
We've made half of our fans on the streets and the subways. People that would have never come to our concerts or any concerts, you know, now come to everything we play because we met them on the subway.
They're fans of jazz or fans of live music or fans of classical music. They're fans of music and they don't know it yet.
Mm. Well, let's hear another song, a track called Express Yourself.
Oh, yeah, let's do that one.
Pick up your paintbrush and paint. Express yourself and how you think. Dance your dance, sing the truth. Go for your dreams, they will come true. Blow your horn, play your bass. You know what to do. Cause we believe in you, yes we do. Express yourself today.
I read a quote from you that said people don't dance to jazz anymore. That's something you clearly want to change.
I think every great art form and every great form of music deserves movement, even if it didn't have the danceable rhythm of like James Brown. It's classical music and great ballet choreographed to that. Rhythm is dance, and dance is rhythm. So if you have music and it doesn't have rhythm, one of my teachers said, well, that ain't music.
Have you guys tried to do a love riot somewhere where it just didn't work? Or have you thought about trying to do it somewhere and you're like, no, that's not
no,
a problem. No place is off limits.
Not work.
People like to be happy. So, I mean, we've been in like, you know, 5-star restaurants just banging on the tables, breaking glasses, and people be like, hey, here's more.
It's amazing what you can get away with when you're making music.
Take another one.
Yeah.
Well, with that, how about playing us out on a final song? Jean-Baptiste and Stay Human, they joined us in Studio One here in Washington. Their latest album is called Social Music. You guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for
thank
having
you,
us.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
The song is called St. James Infirmary.
Stretched out on a long, wide table.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.